Two major biographies of the French philosopher and activist Jean-Paul Sartre are now available in bookstores. One is Sartre Alive by Annie Cohn-Solal. It was first published in France in 1985, 5 years after Sartre's death. It's now available in an English translation. The other book is Sartre, a Biography by Ronald Heyman. Our book critic John Leonard has this review.
We may think we know all about Jean-Paul Sartre. Philosophizing novelist, pamphleteering playwright, celebrity intellectual, pope of existentialism, tireless ambassador of the French left to the Third World, opposed equally to the United States in Vietnam and France in Algeria, suspicious equally of the determinisms of Marx and Freud, the man who refused the Nobel Prize for Literature. What we might not have known without reading the 1,200 pages of these two new biographies is that Sartre was also a one-eyed, chain-smoking, piano-playing, pill-head, and booze-hound and womanizer. When he wrote his novels and his splendid autobiography, The Words, he was careful and sober. When he wrote philosophy and polemics, he was stoned, usually on a compound of aspirin and amphetamines. He doped himself up to kill God. He wrote anywhere, in hotels and cafes, on the barricades and in jail, and was seldom alone. There was usually a woman in the room with him, sometimes his mother, more often, for 50 years, Simone de Beauvoir. He didn't get along with men his own age. He lost more manuscript than most writers publish. He could have been another Proust or another Spinoza. He chose political commitment instead, to, quote, think against myself, even to think against his own vocation as a writer. He stopped writing novels altogether. Literature itself, he felt, was middle-class denial and bad faith. On the street, the word was crude. Language and history was a blunt instrument. None of this bothers one of his biographers, Annie Cohn-Solal, who's along for the ride with a wicked grin. It mightily vexes the other, Ronald Heyman, who likes neat bureau drawers. Cohn-Solal, an Algerian-born critic of French literature and culture, seems to love her man even when he behaves badly. Heyman, who has already been disappointed in previous biographies of Kafka, Nietzsche, and Brecht, pounces on Sartre with a net and would staple his wings to a wall. From Heyman, we get who's who in the novels and a reliable rundown of important terms in phenomenology and disapproval of the sex habits. He is also, justifiably, fierce on the subject of Sartre's fellow traveling with the communists in the early 1950s. Sartre's apology for the Russian gulag, in particular, was contemptible. But from Heyman we also get, regrettably, a reductive psychologizing that makes me wish I'd never heard of Oedipus or incest. It's as if Heyman had to cut a giant down to size and fit him in his own tiny pockets with the small change and the Freudian spiders. By contrast, Cohn-Solal, like a shaman, assumes the skin of French culture and spins, speaking tongues. Ideas show up in her pages like rainbows. Her style owes a lot to Sartre's own enthusiasms for jazz and movies. It cuts and jumps and dreams and bops, from close-up to fade-out. After the century had used him up, after old age had put out his remaining eye, after he had given away his money to friends and causes. Even then, among the student anarchists and Maoists, he was thinking against and revising himself, a hero of culture who hated his culture. If I were you, I'd spend my money on Cohn-Solal.
Our book critic John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday.